Well, Dougie, commiserations. Where do you feel that game was lost tonight?
Last three overs. I think we controlled the game until the last three overs of their innings. You know, they played pretty well, to be fair. They struck it well. I think on this wicket, though, we maybe needed to be a bit smarter with our skills. That was disappointing. You know, 41 runs in the last three overs, not ideal in a low-scoring game. And I thought we kind of backed off the run chase a little bit. We obviously lost wickets at crucial times. We played a pretty decent power play. Let's be honest, it was a pretty average pitch. You know, it was horrible. It was slow and turgid. It spun. It's not an excuse, though. I mean, we still have the skills. We should have the skills to be able to go and chase that down. But we just backed off a little bit, and then we lost wickets at important times. And in a six and over chase, you can't allow the run rate to get up to above tens, and that's exactly what happened. And also, you know, it's not too bad if you've got batsmen established, but we never quite managed to do that. Just when we got somebody in, they got out. But it wasn't easy. The wicket did die even more from what it had been in the first part of the game. But we need to be better, you know. We've not qualified in 2020 because of tonight. We've qualified because of five of the last six games, including this one. We've lost, and we've been in winning positions in two of them prior to this one, and we've not seen it to a conclusion. And that's, you know, that's the facts. And that's not good enough. You know, we need to be better than that. We have been. The last 2 years, our 2020 cricket has been exceptional. Our middle order and our lower middle order have been a powerhouse for us, and they've taken us to wins that maybe on a different day we wouldn't win. But this year, for some reason, we've not managed to get these guys sort of going with any sort of purpose. Our top order runs have been excellent, you know, and clearly people will be, you know, making calls that, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? We still feel that, you know, in the balance of a side that we've got, we got sort of certain skills covered, but we've not managed to step forward and produce the skills at the right time when the game's been at a crunch period. And that's fact. You know, we've lost wickets in clusters from a winning position against Worcester and against, I think, against Yorkshire up at Headingley, here again tonight. And we can't do that. If you get your bowlers batting in the last few overs of a game as frequently as we have this year, we're not going to win games. And that's exactly a problem at the moment.
And in your position, that must be so frustrating, given that you are getting yourselves into these winning positions yet not being able to see it over the line. How do you coach that out of players, if you like? How do you coach it into them to try and get across that line?
I mean, we need to get guys stepping forward. We need to get guys actually wanting to be in that moment, in the heat of the game, actually taking that next step to the opposition and actually saying to everybody else sitting watching, don't worry, you know, I've got this in control. At the moment, we've not managed to do that. You know, we'll keep working hard on our skills. We've got a big game coming up on Monday against Yorkshire, which we need to win in RL50. We've got a lot of championship cricket coming up, which every single game is enormous. You know, so there's still a lot to play for. I'm sure people will be pretty hacked off that we've not qualified for quarterfinals. But, you know, life goes on. You know, we're still playing big games. We're still in the mix. We're still in the hunt. And we'll continue to try and hunt for trophies and give the supporters and the fans what they want from this great club. You know, we want to be in a position to be competitive. We have been competitive. We just not managed to see it to a conclusion in 2020. But, you know, we need to learn from this. We need to learn pretty fast, and hopefully we can do that on Monday.
As you say, the championship's still wide open. You are still in the other white ball competition with a chance to progress. How do you put this disappointment to one side and try and get that win?
Well, look, we've been pretty honest up there. This isn't good enough. It's not acceptable. You know, but we can't carry this into the game on Monday. You know, games come thick and fast, and if you think you can take it into Monday, then you know, you're mistaken, because you just can't. You have to just make sure that you bring the best of yourself, learn from what's happened, but actually you need to park it as well for the time being, because every game is meaningful. So we can't dwell on this. We need to move on, but it's still not acceptable. You know, we want to be competing. We want to be in finals day. We want to be in the quarterfinals to allow us to get to finals day, and we haven't managed to do it.
And just finally, Dougie, you have mentioned your unhappiness, as says Ian Bell. You've got a lot of experienced players in that dressing room. I'm sure they know themselves, but is it quite a... What happens in a situation like that? Are there a lot of voices, or is it one voice?
When you're debriefing? I think it was pretty obvious tonight how many voices would be heard. There weren't too many, if I'm totally honest. You know, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, you want to try and balance everything. You want to have a sense of reality. You want to be honest with people. We've been very honest tonight. We've been honest all the way through, to be honest. We've worked really hard to get guys into form, guys who have maybe not spent time at the crease. We've worked really hard as a coaching staff to get them into form. Ultimately, the coaches can't go out and bat and bowl for people. You know, we can help guys get to where they want to get to so that we as a team are in a better place. But, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't managed to do that this year. As I said, you know, we've played good cricket along the way, but we've not managed to see it to... We've not played good cricket for the entirety of a 2020 game. And that's something we're going to have to address in the winter. We can't do anything about it now. You know, we have to dust ourselves down. We have to learn from what's happened. But we also have to wait to do something about it in the winter because we just don't have time to do it at the moment. You know, this is a big game we play against Yorkshire on Monday. Some of the skills that we need to be playing in 2020 we'll use on Monday. But we're also going to need every single one of us. So you're going there and nailing individuals... probably, you know, is not where we're going to be. Sure. We've been very honest and we've also said that, you know, this isn't acceptable. It's not where we want to be as a club. But we will do something about it and that's all we can do.